making her fourth appearance on the show. I can call her a friend now. It's Alex Morgan, USA striker. She's getting ready for the World Cup up in Canada this summer, and she's here to talk about the new hashtag Pass the Love campaign, as Ritz, Chippehoy, and Trident are the official snacks of United States soccer. And we'll talk about that in a second. But, Alex, you got a game coming up a week after Sunday at Avaya Stadium here against Ireland. It's a fantastic new stadium. Are you looking forward to that?
Hey, well, first of all, it's good to be on the show. And, yes, I'm so pumped to be up there in San Jose and just get to play, well, not even get to play at the new stadium, get to check it out. There's been so much hype around it, and obviously going to college in the Bay Area, I'm excited to be back up there and really looking forward to playing in a brand new stadium and hopefully getting a good number of fans there as well.
I think you will. Of course, Alex, former Cal Golden Bear, and going back 4 years, it's hard to believe it was 4 years already in Germany in the final. You scored in the final. Disappointing with the loss to Japan, but getting the gold medal in the Olympics was huge. But I would think that you guys, with your eyes on the prize, it's victory or nothing for you guys this time around, isn't it?
I mean, the World Cup is the pinnacle of soccer around the world. And so for us, it's been a long time since 2011, and obviously we have been preparing for quite a few years now, and I mean, it's like the never-ending countdown. You know, now it's finally just a couple weeks away, and we have a couple great send-off games to get the fans excited. But yeah, we're ready. We're definitely ready.
USA is going to open against Australia in their group June 8th in Winnipeg. Now, when I look down the roster and I see, you know, Abby's going to be up front with you. You got Rapinoe putting crosses into the box. Carly Lloyd in the engine room. Hope Solo between the pipes. We know those stars. Who are some of the youngsters that we should keep an eye out making their debuts in the World Cup?
Oh, we have a couple great youngsters that have made their mark in the last year. One in particular, Morgan Bryan. She's going to be great for us. She's a central midfielder, and she's gotten quite a few caps in the last year, and she's a super calm player, and I really enjoy playing with her. But, you know, another player that's recently been playing extremely well when she got her chance, because when Christy was injured at the center back position, Julie Johnston came in, and she's been doing really well. She plays for Chicago Red Stars and was called up maybe a year or two ago, and you know, she got her opportunity to play, and she's been doing well with it at the center back position. And so those are two players that I'm really excited that they get the chance to play in a World Cup for the first time.
Speaking with Alex Morgan, USA and Portland Thorns striker. And speaking of defenders, I know Allie Krieger had a concussion, but what, she's back now? She's okay?
Yeah, you know, we go into training camp today, actually. So I'm excited to see everyone and kind of ask how everyone's doing, and obviously see Allie and just make sure she's doing all right, definitely.
And just, I don't know, about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, you go out there with Abby Wambach on American Idol. I know, because Fox will be showing some games. What was that like? I mean, the whole world was watching you, and I'm sure a lot of your fans got to see you, too.
You know, American Idol was fun. It's just, you know, I'd rather be putting on a uniform in cleats and playing soccer. It's, it's fun to put on the dress and go out and, you know, say hi to Ryan Seacrest and J-Lo and stuff. But, I definitely pick the soccer field over that any day.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, your life has changed. You know, you're very nice looking and talented. So Sports Illustrated and others, I know that, you know, they wanted you, a lot of companies wanted you to represent them and model them. What's it been like? Because I'm sure you need a proper representation, and there are a lot of hangers on. What's that been like with all the attention and picking the right projects?
I think that, you know, I just need to kind of be true to myself and obviously just make sure I'm not too overwhelmed with anything. The first and foremost is making sure that, like, my priority is soccer, and that if anything interferes with that, then that's an automatic no, obviously. And I'm really having fun with a lot of opportunities that have been given to me. And it's obviously leading up to the World Cup, you could just see the excitement building with the fans and with everyone. And so obviously there's been a lot more opportunity this year. But, you know, I think it's pretty natural for us, and me having the mentors, you know, like Abby and some of the older players, I definitely am learning from them and with experience as well.
A couple more questions for Alex Morgan, and we'll get to hashtag pass the love here in a second. But, you know, from the 91 World Cup, which I worked on TV, there wasn't a lot of a parody. It was still a great triumph in China for the USA. But the one thing that impressed me the most about Germany 4 years ago, where there a lot of other countries can now play with the USA and the Germans and the Scandinavians and the Brazilians, you can't write anyone off. So when you look at Group D and you've got the Aussies and then the Swedes and the Nigerians, if you guys write off any of those teams, it's at your peril, right?
Yeah, we can't. We definitely can't. I mean, you know, the one team that's a little more unknown than the others is Nigeria. Mm-hmm. They don't play as many friendlies or in as many tournaments. But at the same time, they just were finalists in the under 20 World Cup, Women's World Cup. So I'm sure some of those players will be on this World Cup team as well. And, you know, the entire group is going to be a tough one, but we're excited, and we think that having a tough group, I think, will help us ultimately in the end, because it'll get us ready early for what's to come.
And I just want to ask you about one more player, because you mentioned Morgan Bryan. She's just 22, but if you look at a Shannon Box, 38 years old, she's been so banged up. She just had a daughter, but she fought her way through it, and she earned her way onto this team. And I don't know how much she's actually going to play in this World Cup, but what does that mean to see someone at her age make this squad?
Honestly, I really enjoy playing with Shannon Box, and she's a great teammate, and, you know, I love when she brings her daughter around, but it's really great to see her back on the team and doing so well, and obviously when she came back from her pregnancy and her injuries, you could see, like, week in and week out just how much she was improving and getting back to where she was before, and it's even at 38, I think you said, she's still doing so well. And she's, I'm really proud of her, and I'm excited to be, you know, going into this World Cup with her. She's deserving of being on the team, and it's really incredible what she's been able to do.
All right, very cool. So Ritz, Chip Ahoy, and Trident, the official snacks of USA Soccer, and on the social media, hashtag pass the love. What's this all about, Alex?
So Pass the Love is a little bit of a movement, a campaign that the official snacks of U.S. Soccer have created for fans to be able to share their support and give a message to us as we go through the World Cup. And that's what hashtag Pass the Love is for, just to create excitement around the World Cup and kind of share a message on Twitter with us. And that's why I'm here, to just kind of share this whole journey with fans, and for them to vice versa share their journey and their excitement around it as well.
And there is a digital fan wall that people can post messages on as well at hashtag pass the love. So with any previews to Coach Ellis, are you guys going to run a straight 4-4-2? Any secret formations coming in, Alex?
I mean, we have a game in a week up there in Bears, so mm-hmm. I think you'll see a good idea of what to look forward to in the World Cup.
All right, at Avaya Stadium right there by the San Jose Airport in Santa Clara. All right, hey, Alex, it's so great to have you on as well. I'm a big fan of the team, and like I said, that Germany World Cup was just absolutely classic, so I hope you guys bring it home this time. We'll definitely be watching. Best of luck in Canada.
Cool, thanks.
All right, thanks to Alex Morgan.